Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back, baby. The big white house on the hill.
Little Texas blues there bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. We're talking about sports analogies, using sports analogies to grow your business. And in the previous segment, we started talking about keeping score. And you were talking about, we were pointing out the fact, Ellen, thanks again, by the way, for hanging out with us. Ellen, folks, let me remind you, is the author of Where Did the Money Go?, which you need this book, Small Business Owners. Also, Bare Bones Biz Plans, and is another, actually two books on that topic. Ellen, thanks again. And we were talking about keeping score. The even though we want to create a culture and an environment and a relationships with our people where they come to work, not just for the money. People have to pay bills. They like to be compensated. They like to feel like if they meet milestones that the company's been given, that there's something in it for them, don't they?
Absolutely, honor and recognition. Yeah. And keeping score is a great way to do that. It's objective as opposed to something more ethereal like he likes you best. But, you know, we were just at the break, we were just discussing that the Giants and the Cardinals are going to game 7, right? So imagine, too, that one of the important things about sports is that they keep score in real time. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, we don't wait until the month is over and then 6 weeks later let the guys know how they did.
Right.
We keep score every week, so that you know where you stand week to date, you know, month to date, year to date, and you can do that company wide, and you can also do it for whatever statistics you're keeping on your team members. I work with a lot of service companies, so we keep track of conversion rate. Did they make the sale in the first place?
Right.
That's like batting average.
And the stats, right? I mean, you've got to keep up with those because this is a way of measuring the score, isn't it?
It's a way of measuring the score, but here's the key. If you're going to track, if you're going to keep score, you have to train. You can't just let someone fail day after day, week after week, and not help them. We keep score. If you're going to keep score, you've got to coach as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just mean. And if you're going to send guys to training and sales training, and you're not going to track, well, it's just stupid. Mm-hmm. Because how do you know if that training is even working?
If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you.
Yeah. And so you want to track and you want to train. You want to help guys get good. And if they don't get good, then you move them. But it isn't okay to have a chronic loser at the starting position.
But if you don't have your own metrics for where the company wants to go, then they may move you. They may go somewhere else because people like having a track to run on, don't they?
Yes, and I start with company-wide statistics, clean up those. You know, let's get a balance sheet and a profit and loss every week, get it current, get it right, get it simple, get it known. And then we can layer on the individual and team games because you want to create a game with your team that is aligned with the company. Nothing worse than giving a guy a bonus check when you're losing money. And that resentful moment that you give him a check, takes away all the good that you wanted to do.
Right.
Winning day should be a win for everybody. The coach, the team, the owners, woohoo!
Absolutely. All right, what's another sports analogy?
Well, you can't coach from the locker room. So let's say we keep statistics on our team, and let's say we have a sales crew, and we're tracking things like their closing rate and their average ticket. Those are great statistics to check track. The total sales. If you track that stuff, you might have a moment in the office where you say, wow, your closing rate is only 50%. The company average is 75%.
Mm-hmm.
If you start to tell them why that's so or to coach in the locker room, you've lost it. The appropriate thing to do is, how about if I ride along with you on your next sales call? I'll be quiet. You do what you do. And would it be of service to you if I gave you some ways that you could improve? You know, get out there. Go walk.
Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something
I learned a long time ago. If you got a manager and you're not doing well, make that problem part of your manager's problem.
Yeah.
Make them your partner in success. The best thing you can do if you got a challenge is to go to your boss and say, "Hey, boss, I'm having some challenges with this. I need you to help me out a little bit. Would you mind writing?" I mean, invite them. Don't wait till they invite themselves.
very good point. You know, what am I doing that is getting in the way of making sales? Because that's usually it. And you don't have to be, you know, Agatha Christie once you're out there. You will see stuff. If you go on a side-by-side, that's what I call sitting next to someone,
right,
or riding along, you get out in their truck and see how they perform, you're going to see things that they're doing really well, and you can underline those. And then you're going to see something that they're doing that if they stop doing it, they would improve their performance. Or if they did it a little better, use some different words, it might enhance their performance. But
right,
in any event, as you coach, then we should be able to see the movement in statistics. And, you know, this is why I don't coach on attitude, Jim. Hmm. I work on my own attitude. I'm a big believer in it. But I coach on behaviors. What could they say differently, do differently?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes someone just stands too close or is chewing gum,
right,
or just smoked a cigarette.
Mannerism.
You know, you think,
mannerisms,
oh,
we used to call it.
Yeah. And they can get in the way of making sales.
Could be a lot of different things. And you can't, as you say, you can't do that from the locker room. You got to get out. It's part of MBWA, management by walking around, right?
I love that. Exactly. One more tip, and this is a good sports analogy. You can't win every game. Nobody wins every game. Sometimes you're going to have some losses. And so to acknowledge those losses, sometimes it's a matter of just, you know, patting a guy on the shoulder and say, you know, catch the next one. You drop the ball, it's okay, catch the next one. But if someone has two or three bad plays in a row, that's going to be an indication,
mm-hmm,
that, okay, let me help you get better.
Hopefully, so, when they miss the first one, you say, okay, what did we learn?
Exactly. And then, like with a baseball player, we might say, the coach isn't going to say, hey, you don't want it bad enough, your
right,
attitude is bad. The coach is going to say, let's try adjusting your stance. I noticed this, you know, you're leaning back a little bit too
specifics,
much.
Specifics.
Try this.
Yeah.
Right? They're,
and you can't get
them,
that if you're not paying attention, folks. You don't,
absolutely,
know what to tell them if you're not paying attention. And you got to tell, you got to ask them, what did we learn? You got to help them learn something so they don't do it the next time. And if they do the next time, then you realize we don't have a process problem. We have a learning problem. And maybe you take action with that. Hold on to that thought. Ellen Rohr is our guest. We're going to be right back. Ellen, give us your website quickly.
BareBonesBiz.com.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.